The work of the police. The police found out quickly. Gundolf Köhler planted the bomb. This man was politically extreme right-wing. The police did not find any partners in crime or people who knew about the attack before. Therefore, the police were certain Gundolf Köhler was a lone offender. The police thought Gundolf Köhler was crazy and desperate. He planned the attack absolutely alone, and he made the attack alone. Many people did not believe the police. For example, survivors, and reporters, and some politicians. They said, this was an extreme right-wing attack. The offender was extreme right-wing. He probably had other extreme right-wing friends and helpers. The police have to look into everything again. They also said, the government of Bavaria does not want to admit it was an extreme right-wing attack. The people should not find this out. Otherwise, people will notice. The government of Bavaria does not do enough against extreme right-wing persons. More and more people began to think that way. Therefore, the police looked into the attack again in the year 2014. The police wanted to use modern technology. For example, the police wanted to know, were there DNA traces at the crime scene? DNA traces are characteristics of persons. They are different from person to person. For example, they can be found in the hairs of persons. By DNA traces, the police can often find criminal offenders. The survivors and their helpers found out, employees of a government office destroyed many important pieces of proof. This is why the police could not find any DNA traces. Therefore, the police do not know until today who gave Gundolf Köhler the explosive material for the bomb at the time. Did anybody help him to build the bomb? Did he have helpers at the October Munich Beer Festival? The police investigation ended in the year 2020. That is what came out. The attack on the October Munich Beer Festival was a politically extreme right-wing attack. This is what they say today. The police and the politicians should have said loudly at that time, extreme right-wing people are threatening our country. The police and the politicians should have done much more against extreme right-wing people right after the attack.